This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't expect that Mexican lawmakers would vote against the new deal reached with the United States concerning immigration, but he tweets this morning that if that approval doesn't happen, he will impose those tariffs he threatened to put on Mexican goods. Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says...
And they're starting to take enforcement at their southern border seriously. This is important to both countries. We now have Mexico doing more than the Democrats who work behind me on Capitol Hill on securing our southern border.
She spoke on Fox News. The deal has Mexico sending thousands of its troops to its southern border to stop Central American migrants from working their way towards the U.S. Former Red Sox superstar David Ortiz shot in the back at a bar in his hometown in the Dominican Republic yesterday by a man who was chased down by a crowd and arrested. Doctors say Ortiz is expected to recover. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The latest on the troubled Boeing 737 MAX jets. In April, American announced it was grounding its 737 MAXs through at least August 19th. Now it says that's going to be extended through at least September 3rd. The 737 MAX grounded worldwide since March after two fatal crashes. Software changes have been made by Boeing, but the FAA and its global counterparts have not signed off on those fixes. And the acting FAA chief, Daniel Elwell, says there's no timeline to do so.
I don't have September as a target. I don't have June as a target. I have safety of the 737 MAX. That's my only target.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. A woman killed and several other people seriously injured when a crane collapsed on top of an apartment building in Dallas yesterday during an 80-mile-an-hour windstorm. The death toll for horses at California's Santa Anita Park up again. Two more thoroughbreds died over the weekend. That makes 29 since late December at that track. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hadestown triumphing at this year's Tony Awards. The Broadway musical winning 8 last night, including Best New Musical and Best Performance by a Feature Actor in a Musical. That went to actor Andre DeShields, the 73-year-old picking up his first Tony Award in an over 50-year career.
Baltimore, Maryland. Are you in the house? Because I am making good on my promise that I would come to New York and become someone you'd be proud to call your native son.
Ollie Stroker picking up Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Musical for Oklahoma, making her the first wheelchair-using performer to ever win a Tony. The Ferryman picked up Best New Play and several other awards. As for what was tops at the cinemas in America this weekend, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Point me in the direction of any animal who needs my help and stand back.
The Secret Life of Pets 2, featuring the voices of Kevin Hart, Harrison Ford, and Tiffany Haddish. It's tops at the box office with $47 million, coming in at number 2, Dark Phoenix at $33 million, Disney's remake of Aladdin coming in at number 3 with $24 million, Godzilla King of Monsters at number 4 with $15
million. Rocket Man coming in next, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We the people. It's up to us to get this country back on track. We cannot rely on the people that got us off track to get us on track. I hate to tell you that. I mean, that's almost the definition of insanity here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Horace Cooper joins us now, nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, it's always great to be on the program.
Hey, before we get into the Mueller report, because I want to, you know, this has been a slow drip process, and it's been rather painful, but I wanted to get your read on, I think, just a highlight historically, and that was the 75th anniversary of D-Day last week, and the way President and Mrs. Trump, the way they represented our country, I thought was just outstanding. What were your takeaways?
I agree that they really represented America well. I am, however, very disappointed at how some Americans handled the fact that the president that they didn't vote for was representing us. Mm-hmm. When the speaker says things like, I wish that he was in prison, when other commentators in the media and even office holders are making comments about how petty, small, and other kinds of criticisms that they were making, I was very disappointed. And I have to say, I wasn't so impressed with how the host countries acted as well. Mm-hmm. When I'm trying to think of his name.
Well, the mayor of London.
The mayor of London. Thank
yes.
you very much.
Right.
When he, instead of acting as a gracious host, instead of responding in a positive way, engages and attacks, when Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the opposition, refuses to participate in events, public events, that our president's at, that was very, very disappointing, very unsettling. Our relationship with the United Kingdom is one of our most important relationships on the globe. It is enduring, and it's rightfully called special.
Right.
The president spoke movingly as part of the D-Day celebrations. The president was remarkable and exceptional, as would be expected, but was still remarkable and exceptional in his interactions with the Queen and the other leadership. The press conference that he had with the prime minister, the outgoing prime minister, Theresa May,
of
the United
right.
Kingdom. Again, all the kinds of things that one might expect and assume a leader might do. What the president did not do, he didn't speak during the national anthem of the Queen the way Barack Obama attempted to do and was awkwardly rebuked by silence on the part of everyone at the state dinner. The president gave a very lovely brooch as a gift to the Queen. Barack Obama famously gave an iPod with copies of his most exceptional speeches. It's remarkable to me that very little attention has been given to this contrast and a lot more criticism that's taken place when, in fact, what our president did was exactly what we would expect the leader of our country to do. He did it in an exemplary fashion. And it just disappoints me that both some representatives in these host countries as well as some Americans couldn't hold back on their criticisms, at least until the president returned back to the United States.
Well, as the headline said, with Trump, politics no longer stops at the water's edge. This was something instituted back in the 40s, Horace, as you'll recall, when this was...
Yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, historically, is what I was referring to. Being a historian, the both of us look back and we read about this, and, you know, we appreciate the civil times. Boy, I'll tell you, America has lost its sense of civility and dignity. As you say, you know, Nancy Pelosi, you know, chiming off and all the other Democrats doubling down with the president out of town instead of saying, okay, look, we need to support what is happening here because he's going. And look at the other contrast between he and Barack Obama. Barack Obama told England, if you do not sign up with the EU, if you don't stay in the EU, you're in the back of the line.
Yeah.
So you need to consider that before you make this decision. And, of course, they thought about it. And then Donald Trump, fast forward several years, and he comes and says, hey, look, we could be doing 2-3 times more than we're doing right now. So much for the back of the line. With Trump, they're back to the front of the line.
No, absolutely. This is what's important for everyone to understand. These international relationships are supposed to outlast the particular personalities. But it's the job of the representatives to make sure that they undertake the relationship activities to do that. And this president has worked very, very vigorously to make sure that international leaders, whether it's the Japanese prime minister or the UK prime minister, or even the premier of China.
Mm-hmm.
In any instance, our president has been trying to work on behalf of the interests of the American people.
Mm-hmm.
It is, to me, remarkable that our last president engaged in some score settling in using his position because of the historic negative relationship that his family felt, his extended family, who are Kenyans, felt about the United Kingdom. Our president, in representing America, apparently felt it was appropriate to settle some scores, even as recently as Brexit, saying that the United States wouldn't reach out to them if they were free to operate and engage in a free trade agreement, that we wouldn't want to jump in the front of the line. That, to me, is remarkable. And by the way, that wasn't called interference.
Yes.
That wasn't called trying to influence the outcome of the election. When our president says that the United Kingdom is made up of wonderful people who deserve the right to control their own destiny, mm-hmm. that somehow is listed as, well, the president has staked a side or a position on a domestic issue. It's remarkable. That used to be the idea that we had for every single citizen on the globe.
Exactly.
That they deserve to operate and control and determine their own destiny.
Well, you imagine if we had any kind of cooperation, you know, the trade complications that we're dealing through right now with China, the USMC should have already been sealed up. It would have made things a lot easier to seal up the deal with, you know, with Japan and some of our European partners as well, including now being able to take care of England. Boy, it would make things a little bit easier, I think, to deal with President Xi. We've got more from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like us, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Horace Cooper continues with us. Horace is the nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, this weekend I picked up a copy of the Mueller Report with the introduction by Alan Dershowitz, that version. This is a big favor. As I was going through the book, you know, the minimal amount of redactions is right there in the book. You know, what was handed out to the public, you know, probably about 90% of the report, which I thought was pretty incredible by A.G. Barr to be able to give us this kind of information. It's in two parts. You know, and I think I have a tendency maybe to agree with others. I'm not sure why the other part was there. It seemed to be kind of maybe a compromise between Andrew Weinstein and Mueller. Maybe Mueller just didn't want to go as far as Weinstein wanted to go. I don't know. It just seems a bit spurious. But anyway, the other thing I mentioned to the audience as I was going through it, I had been saying that, you know, with this whole Mueller report and what's been going on for the last 2 years, it's almost like you need a war room of just different names and connections spread throughout the room to know who it is that you're talking about. And in this book, Alan Dershowitz has given us all the players here. So I said, well, you just saved me a lot of work. So I appreciated that.
Well, absolutely. One of the things that I've been looking at has been the nature of the way that the media has been covering this particular investigation. Lots of money, multiple millions spent. And we now have come up with what I think is the opposite of the standard that normally we are supposed to understand exists. And that is, if you are taken to trial and you are acquitted, we say that the person was not actually guilty of the charges.
Right.
But what we also do is when no charges are actually brought, even after a very thorough and lengthy investigation, we still are allowed to say no charges were actually warranted. And how do we know no charges were actually warranted? They aren't brought.
Right.
Even in both segments of the report, the Mueller report does not actually provide any specific charges that it is reporting on. With regard to obstruction, I would ask your listeners to contemplate this idea. When President Nixon was being investigated and subject to impeachment, several of the parties, nearly a dozen individuals, were in fact separately charged with attempting to assist him in carrying out a cover-up or an obstruction of the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular instance, there is not one person who has been named as a party to an effort to undertake obstruction. How is it possible for the person, the President of the United States, to undertake whatever obstruction we're wanting to claim happened on his own?
Right.
It wasn't like he used bleach bit on his phone.
Oh.
It wasn't like he denied existence of a server and then had the server destroyed when it was finally identified. It was not like several of the other parties that would have worked with him on a server that he claimed didn't exist also lied under oath about it. None of that is happening in the circumstances. All that we see are the actions of a person rightfully upset about false accusations having their private conversations disclosed. That's actually not what the Justice Department normally would do, especially when they don't bring bring forward charges.
Well, $35 million later, that's just in the Mueller investigation. We're still waiting for the final tally, so, you know, plus or minus a couple more million. Add another 30 or so million brought to you by the legislative body, the House and the Senate. I mean, we're $65 million in counting, Horace, and what do we have to show for it? But, you know, this report that Bob Mueller says, hey, that's his testimony, but somehow he had to throw in an addendum. I guess maybe he was being omitted from some local cocktail parties, and they said, hey, you better go do some damage control here. So he comes and does a 9-minute presser where he doesn't allow anybody to ask any follow-up questions, which was ridiculous. And I could see where it probably put him back in good standing. And of course, it gave the Democrats all they needed to know. It was like laying a red cape in front of a bunch of, you know, angry bulls.
Except then they had to put out a statement clarifying that he didn't intend to say that they actually had charges that they were prepared to bring. Here's the point, and that's been the point all along. There is nothing about this report that says that a charge was going to occur, and as I pointed out, even by implication, since third parties are not identified as people who have been charged, what you're talking about is a type of obstruction where the individual, him or herself, acts alone, doesn't touch property, doesn't touch anything digital, just simply uses words about a crime that the report itself says there was not sufficient evidence to show that it had occurred. That, to me, should tell us all that we need to know. Now, the House of Representatives is going to go forward with their show hearings, where apparently John Dean is going to speak, and I assume it is, I know obstruction, I did obstruction, I understand how to be the mastermind of obstruction. How that's relevant in this particular case, though, still to me isn't clear.
How does he have any kind of credibility? Only because the Democrats give him such, but you know, in a courtroom, he would be out in 2 minutes. I mean,
almost no one would call him as a witness except to say he's worse than me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He could say I'm not as bad as Michael Cohen. Right.
Exactly. So here you have President Clinton had his license suspended. President Clinton had to make $1 million payout. President Clinton was specifically sanctioned by the court. And President Clinton admitted to the court that, in fact, the very things that he was being charged with as part of his impeachment, he had undertaken. There is a world of difference between that behavior and what we're talking about here.
What are they doing to our country, Horace? I mean, people are at each other's throat. We're so divided right now. I mean, they are purposely dismantling the United States of America.
Well, all of this comes down to, and I think we're going to see it happen again, all this comes down to the other side, those that want to dramatically transform America, lined up behind Hillary Clinton, perhaps one of the worst candidates in a generation, and she failed. They are now about to do the same thing. They are attempting to get the least likely, least competent, least leadership demonstrating individual, and by that I mean a person who's going to have to embrace every single crazy position that the left wants. That person, when they run against Donald Trump, will once again fail. And you're going to ask, and I'll ask, why didn't the left take the time over the 4-year period to figure out what it is about their positions that the American people reject, and what can they do to become a more mainstream party? They haven't done it yet. We'll see if they do it after this next election.
We'll have to see. It could be another bloodbath. We're talking maybe McGovern 2.0. Stay tuned for details. Horace Cooper, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available.
available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't expect that Mexican lawmakers would vote against the new deal reached with the United States concerning immigration, but he tweets this morning that if that approval doesn't happen, he will impose those tariffs he threatened to put on Mexican goods. Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says...
And they're starting to take enforcement at their southern border seriously. This is important to both countries. We now have Mexico doing more than the Democrats who work behind me on Capitol Hill on securing our southern border.
She spoke on Fox News. The deal has Mexico sending thousands of its troops to its southern border to stop Central American migrants from working their way towards the U.S. Former Red Sox superstar David Ortiz shot in the back at a bar in his hometown in the Dominican Republic yesterday by a man who was chased down by a crowd and arrested. Doctors say Ortiz is expected to recover. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, Hattiestown, big winner last night at the Tonys. A lot of fun there. Great highlights, and hope you enjoyed yourself. Seemed like most did, and of course, all the winners from Hattiestown. And some, like I said, celebrated highlights there. It was excellent. Hey, with us right now is Professor David Prentice. He's Vice President and Research Director at Charlotte Lozier Institute, an advisory board member and chair for the Midwest Stem Cell Therapy Center, an adjunct professor of molecular genetics at John Paul II Institute at the Catholic University of America, and a researcher with more than four decades of experience in life science, including stem cells, cloning, cell biology, cell culture, genetics, biotechnology, bioethics, as well as life-related research and policy advising. All that to say, he knows what he's talking about. Dr. Prentice, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, let's talk about this. Donald Trump, the administration, again, said, look, government will not be involved. Government scientists are not to be involved with using aborted fetal tissue in research, right?
That's exactly right. A great decision. We're so pleased to see this happen. It's kind of a first step. They didn't totally close down all of this aborted fetal tissue research, but basically said, you know, we're not going to be doing that anymore, even trafficking in this aborted fetal tissue at any sort of government facilities like NIH, mm-hmm. cut off some big contracts that were making use of these aborted baby body parts and so on, and said, you know, and we're going to start taking a really tough look at all of these grants that are going out that claim they're doing all this life-saving research, but, you know, between you and me, there are no lives being saved with
right.
aborted fetal tissue.
Well, let's rewind here for just a bit, because a couple of years ago, David DeLeiden came out, caught Planned Parenthood, as you know, in those infamous videotapings of them selling body parts. The country at large was astounded. They
yeah.
could not believe this was happening, and the perception was is that this was against the law. But interestingly enough, the only person that went to jail was David DeLeiden. Nobody from
yeah.
Planned Parenthood. I mean, so what is the law? I mean, could they sell body parts up to then, or, you know, what was the deal?
Well, and unfortunately, that you're right, that it's basically legal to do the research. Now, they're not supposed to be selling and buying and making any money off this. They're allowed basically to get their expenses recouped, which probably runs a few dollars. But, you know, as David's videos exposed, they were selling, you know, baby body parts, hearts, livers, brains, eyes for, at some point, up to $400 per part. And then there was a trafficking going on. There were middlemen who were basically coming with a grocery list, if you will, of mm-hmm. I need so many livers at, you know, 20 weeks old and so on, and then collecting those organs and then transferring them over to the researchers, and they were making money. Now, all of that was not supposed to be legal, but again, until David exposed that, we really didn't know that was going on. Mm-hmm. It harks back to a 1993 law that Congress put in. In fact, let me wind back a little farther. 1988, okay. President Reagan said, we're not going to be funding any of this with
right.
federal dollars. President Clinton opened that back up. Congress put in a law supposedly to try and allow the research for transplants. It was kind of the hot ticket at the time in science labs, but not make any money off of it. Well, number one, they were making money off of it, and there are apparently some of these folks, Department of Justice are undergoing investigations on these. As far as all of those cures and treatments, nothing happened. In fact, there were some big studies reported about 2001. Front page of the New York Times talked about how the patients were made worse. They were writhing and twisting uncontrollably. And, you know, you're going to hear claims that, oh, well, fetal tissue has helped provide vaccines and life-saving treatments and so on. This is just dishonest in terms of saying that about the science.
That's like Planned Parenthood saying they're in the business for female health care, right?
Yeah, that it's health care. Well, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, David's videos, if you haven't watched those, I'd encourage your listeners to look at a couple of them. They're disgusting, basically like at a chop shop.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Car parts mm-hmm. to do this for aborted baby eyes and brains and hearts. And the science is actually antiquated. That's just another part of this that nobody seems to discuss. The science is old. It harks back to the 1960s. There are better ways to do this now, and they don't involve a trafficking in aborted baby body parts.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, the Trump administration bans government scientists. Well, what about other scientists?
Yeah, and so there's probably about $100 million of your and my taxpayer money right now going to these grants, university researchers and so on. That those grants, the money's already committed. It sounds like what they're going to do is let those go ahead and run and expire.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody wants to come back and try and re-up that or put in a new grant, they're putting in a new sort of review committee to really look at not just the science, but the ethics, because that's where there are real problems here.
Well, especially when the mothers themselves don't even know this is happening to their baby, right?
I know. You know, and it's interesting that they're supposed to get full informed consent, you know, that ubiquitous term in terms of if I'm going to do any sort of surgery on you, I'm supposed to tell you all that might happen and get you to sign off on it. Well, they don't tell the mothers what's going on, or they may even mislead them. There was one form that talked about aborted baby tissue has been used to treat and cure Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, juvenile diabetes, AIDS, and cancer. Now, I didn't know those things had been cured, and they certainly haven't been helped using the aborted fetal tissue. So it's just so misleading. And again, you're going to hear, oh, but there's so much science we're going to miss out on. We're not going to miss out on anything, Bill. There are better ways to do this and ethical ways to do it.
Also, I want to clarify one thing, too. Do not be confused. They can still use the body parts of a child that has been miscarried. We're talking about children who have been aborted, right?
That's exactly it. You're looking at the real ethical question about what's the source of the tissue, and are we going to provide any respect for these young humans who were sacrificed, basically? Just like anybody else that has died, we wouldn't part them up without proper consent. We're going to start to look at this in terms of showing some dignity to this individual who is now deceased.
Like anything that has to do with the government, we're sensitive to end-arounds.
Yeah.
Is the NIH, are they capable of circumventing the intent of the law and what the Trump administration has issued here?
I don't believe so. I think they're going to line up and, be good soldiers in terms of following the president's directive here to stop any of the research going on at NIH facilities, and then to, put in this very significant look at a committee level of the ethics going forward.
David, what's a better way? You keep saying there's a better way.
You can use adult stem cells. You can use cells from umbilical cord blood. You can use tissues from surgeries of born individuals. There's one example where little kids that go in for heart surgery, there's a gland in your throat called the thymus gland. The pediatric cardiac surgeons usually just cut that out and throw it away. 40,000 of those surgeries a year in the U.S., and that tissue is 50 times as efficient.
Wow.
Using the aborted
thing. Well, we'll keep the conversation going. Dr. David Prentice has been our guest. David, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Appreciate
thank
the information.
You, Bill.
Have a great day.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Home Ownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z home buyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's the way it works, and we love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Let us know your thoughts as to, what's your attitude about, what's going on with our government. And, all this fussing and everything that continues. Let us have it. Chime in. It's important. This is what free speech is all about, even though a lot of people would want to invalidate you as we work through this spirit of invalidation that has been colliding with our culture right now, especially for people of faith. We need to hear from you. The silent majority must no longer be silent. It is time for Adam Holtz, yes, from Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific.
Great.
We watched a little bit of the Tony Awards last night. Some special highlights there. The girl from Oklahoma winning. I mean, the first time somebody has won. As an actor there on Broadway on a wheelchair. I mean,
yeah,
just
I saw that.
Unbelievable. So touching. And
yeah.
her acceptance speech was absolutely precious.
Yes, absolutely. I just saw the headline, so that's about as much as I know. But, mm-hmm. I think it's always an inspiring thing to see somebody who perhaps has some reason why they shouldn't, why you might be tempted to think that they, wouldn't be the person who would get that award actually
right.
winning. So.
And here she is operating out of a wheelchair, and her voice, if you'd have heard her sing, Oklahoma's a singer's song, singer's play anyway, but
yeah.
She fits the, oh my goodness, what a voice, and such a blessing, we were definitely treated last night. Another highlight for me was, of course, the big winner was, Hattie's Place, was that, am I saying that right? And, yeah, and Hattiestown is what it was. And the main actor, the featured actor in a musical, Andre DeShields, he walks up. He's like one of these. He's got one of these walks. It's like he's walking on butter. You know what I mean? It's just really really smooth. And he kind of did a shout out to his hometown of Baltimore, and he said, "Hopefully, I've made you proud, and that you can receive me in as much as Baltimore, Maryland's native son." And I've done you proud after all these years. 73 years old and in some ways very young, but I loved I loved his philosophy, and I'll share it again. And if you miss this, because I, you know, when people have been around for a while, you come to some golden nuggets or some inspiration that transcends this earthly plane. And I like the way he summarized his three cardinal rules. He said, of my sustainability and longevity, he says, first of all, you surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Is that cool?
That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah,
two,
I like it.
Two, he says, slowly is fast, is a fast way to get where you want to be. And that reminded me, when he said that, it reminded me of John Wooden. Coach Wooden used to always say that it wasn't that you needed to be fast, but you needed to be quick. And understanding the difference, and those that played under him, you know, talked about how significant, you know, that concept of being quick without being fast. And so when he says slowly is a fast way to get where you want to be, the third one, which was really, I think, equally, if not more powerful, he says, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. So keep climbing.
Hmm.
Is that cool? I liked it.
Yeah, those are really nice little sort of almost proverbial nuggets to chew on a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So I liked his heart, and he shared it with everybody, and that was cool. So I'd much rather hear something like that than some sort of stale political diatribe. Anyway,
well, yeah.
Let's talk. A number one movie this weekend, Secret Life of Pets 2?
Secret Life of Pets 2 was number one, not so much with a bullet. It did about actually less than half of what its predecessor did. So it was one of multiple underperforming movies this weekend, even though it turned up at number one in the box office. And if you saw the first one back in 2016, pretty good idea what to expect here. This is, we revisit the same canine characters who are quite lovable. Chief among them is Max. Max is a lovable terrier who has he has an anxiety problem. He's scared of a lot of things.
And, right.
His owner gets married and has a baby, and that just amplifies his anxiety, and he can't stop scratching and itching himself. So his owner, Katie, takes him to the vet to get him on some anti-anxiety meds. I'm like, let's just stop and think about this. Like, getting pets on anti-anxiety meds is a plot point in 2019.
Right, right.
And then they sort of do a City Slickers thing. Katie and her husband and baby take Max and Duke, the other big dog that they own, out to an uncle's house, and he lives on a farm. And Max meets a farm dog, and farm dogs are different than city dogs. We all know that, named Rooster. Mm-hmm. And about halfway through, I'm like, wait a minute. I know that voice. That's Han Solo. And sure enough, it is Harrison Ford.
Right, right.
His voice is Rooster. And Max has some adventures, as do his friends, Gidget, who's a little Pomeranian, and Snowball, who's a bunny, and a newcomer named Daisy. And some great messages, I think, about courage, about facing your fears, about taking good risks, about sticking up for those who can't defend themselves. I liked it. It's a nice movie. It's not going to be up for any awards. And after this weekend's performance at the box office, who knows, it may just fall off quickly. And as is often the case, movies like this, it's got some doggy humor, toilet humor. So there you go.
Yeah, heading to DVD quickly on the fast lane. Dark Phoenix was number two. Also didn't hit the number.
No, only $33 million, which is by far the worst performing of the dozen X-Men movies that we have seen in the last, I think, 19 years or so. Dark Phoenix, for those who are uninitiated, turns around the story of Jean Grey, who is a super powerful mutant. And in this storyline, she absorbs sort of an extraterrestrial space energy and becomes practically godlike. I mean, she just has amazing powers, and she really struggles to contain them. She's not really an evil character, but she sort of tends toward the bad side in some of the choices she makes, and somebody tries to manipulate her and use her for evil. And so the X-Men have to figure out, you know, can they save their friend, even as she's sort of laying waste to everything, and there's this specter of sort of global destruction if they don't stop her. So pretty standard issue superhero movie. It got terrible reviews. I didn't think it was as bad as everybody else did. Pretty violent, as you would expect from a superhero movie. One scene in particular was a bit bloodier. We're used to seeing really sanitized violence, but there's one sort of shocking turn and a violent thing that happens to one of the characters that really kind of caught me by surprise. And some of the language I thought was, it wasn't like constant, but man, there were a couple of really harsh profanities. And I just thought, man, you know, I guess they try to edge things up to appeal to an adult audience, but it just made me wince, and it felt totally gratuitous. So,
yeah, to me, it's a lack of creativity. I mean, it's like, what, totally. You got any better idea than that? No, we'll just let's throw some more blood at it, right? And
exactly.
Extra, you know, we'll throw in a comedic, you know, cuss word in there because just for sheer panic.
Yeah, no, that's right. So it totally forgettable. I think if you're not a fan, you may not know what's going on. If you are a fan, you're likely to be offended as much by what they do with Jean Grey's story. This is one of the classic X-Men stories that came out in the comics in 1979 and 1980. And, you know, the true X-Men lovers out there basically have said they totally botched it.
Well,
there you go.
Hey, when your core is saying you've missed the mark, then, boy, you got to just, you know, get out of the way quickly, send it off to DVD, and save some people some popcorn money here. What about Always Be My Maybe?
Always Be My Maybe is a movie that is streaming on Netflix right now, and we're trying to keep up with Netflix. Netflix released some 800 movies and TV shows last year alone, and so we're trying to pick up the big ones, the buzzy ones, and this is a romantic comedy about two friends who grow up together in San Francisco, and they have a wonderful friendship, and then they are separated for a time, and then they get thrown back together in a, you know, traditional rom-com kind of way, and they decide that they are more than friends. So this is a plot we've seen before. This one comes with a fair bit of sexual content and profanity, and definitely enough to put it solidly in the PG-13 category. This is not a movie for teens, I don't think, even though teens might be the ones that are in some ways most attracted to it. But it's just, I think it's a reminder that not only do we need to be paying attention to what's in theaters, but increasingly we just got to be, you know, really up to speed on what's happening on all these streaming services. And so we're doing our best to keep up with it, and you can get the full review of this one at PluggedIn.com.
Well, as you say, I mean, you're tracking 800 units, not to mention, you know, the daily deluge of regular movies that come out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just one streaming entity, right? Because you've got
that's
several. Yes.
Yep, and Amazon and Hulu, and, you know, we're going to be having Disney Plus come online here later this year, and they're going to pull back all of the Disney content will be on Disney Plus, and no doubt they'll have new streaming content as well. And so it definitely is a full-time job for our fairly modest staff of four right now.
Wow.
Trying to keep up with it all.
Well, you guys got your hands full, and you're doing a great job there, you know, keeping us informed, and we appreciate all the focus on the family and the Plugged In team does, you know, for our families and for us, so that, hey, we're spending our money wisely. We know what to look forward to here. You know, so keep up the great work. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Adam Holtz, Interim Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. And, get a perspective. I mean, get reviews on these movies that are out there, and now including, you know, the online stuff as well, which is coming at us like a tsunami. So stay on top of it. Adam, again, we appreciate all the great work that you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.